Good morning, everyone. Well, it may seem like it's going on over there, but it certainly had a big impact over here yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged almost 300 points yesterday, all in reaction to Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou calling for a national vote on the latest set of austerity measures to rescue the country's economy. A vote by the people on economic policy and government. How outrageous is that? Well, Greek lawmakers reacted quickly. Members of the Socialist Party have called on George Papandreou to resign. One lawmaker in his own party has left to become an independent. A no-confidence vote is planned for Friday in the Greek government. And whether Papandreou's government will survive is one of the big questions. And, of course, what the fallout will be for the eurozone as well as global markets is a continuing question for all of us. Joining us now is Elena Panaritis, a member of Greece's ruling PASOK party, which is behind this call for a referendum from Prime Minister George Papandreou. Madam Parliament Member Elena Panaritis, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And also on the line is Andrew Walker, economics correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Andrew, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
All right. From Andrew, we want to get the sort of broader implications for the eurozone to have a voter constituency in a member country to vote on policy of the eurozone itself. But hold on for a minute, Andrew. Elena, what do you think is at stake here in the voters actually going to the polls and deciding on this bailout?
Now, there are different types of votes. You're talking about the referendum, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, what is at stake by whom? By the European Union, by the Greeks, by the Greek member of parliament, by the prime minister? There are plenty of individuals that have different things to lose and to gain.
That's the interesting question. I mean, you've said it right there. That ambiguity is what has markets going insane. On the one hand, I can totally understand why Greek citizens would be angry and want to get their voice into this vote. What are they likely to say in this referendum?
Well, there is a bit of again, there is no straight answer to any of these questions, and that's why exactly we have all this big upheaval and we lost so much yesterday in the markets. Okay, Greeks tend to be loud and they are angry and upset, and they've gone in the last 17 months to about 7 different austerity measures that reduced their salaries to 48% and their pensions to similar amounts. And then we also have a lot of interest groups that take advantage of these distinctions and these upset, and they just try to generate further political upheaval that mounted to the last one on the 28th of October, where it's a bit like the 4th of July in the United States, where the parades were not allowed to be done because of demonstrators, and the president of the republic had to withdraw himself from the VIP stand because of that. That kind of like set the stage for the prime minister to decide to create a referendum and put everybody in their right spot in terms of, listen, you guys, either we're in with the rest of Europe and we're going to go ahead with all the continue with all the superhuman efforts we have done, but so that we can have a result, or we're going to default.
Right. We're in or we're out.
No,
that's the perfectly phrased issue there. Elena Panaritis is a member of Greece's ruling PASOK party. She's also an institutional economist. So, Andrew Walker, you hear there perfectly phrased by a member of the Greek parliament. You know, Papandreou is sick of carrying this on his own. The politicians are sick of carrying this on their own. They want to get a referendum from Greek voters who, as our guest suggests, are angry and outraged over 7 different austerity measures over the past year or so. Is a referendum like this binding on the eurozone if every Greek voter says, you know, we're done with this?
Well, I guess it inevitably is going to transform the eurozone situation, whether it's legally binding or not. I suppose the question is, how does the Greek government respond to it? And if they do indeed respond by respecting a no vote, if that is indeed what we ultimately get, then of course that is a major problem for the rest of the eurozone. probably would indeed mean a default. Many people see it as, in effect, a vote on continued Greek membership of the euro. A default, a chaotic, badly organised default, would be very disruptive around the eurozone, the effect on banks, contagion, perhaps concerns about other countries going the same way. And a departure from the eurozone would be, frankly, even more unpredictable, but difficult to work out, and actually legally very complicated.
Legally,
the legal position does seem to be that you can't quit the euro without also quitting the European Union.
Exactly. So, Andrew Walker, this sort of ambiguity between the political functioning of Europe and the economic functioning of Europe, which is always part of this eurozone program, is suddenly come back to haunt us. They can do whatever they want politically on the ground in Greece, but in a sense, whatever Greek government survives can still kind of make a deal and go on. What does that mean in Italy, in France, if this should move?
Well, for sure, if they do see Greece defaulting, say, then obviously the pressure on other European governments that are going through austerity measures will then be from the population. Well, if Greece can get away with it, as they might characterise it, then why on earth should we face this kind of pressure? But, you know, it's also interesting, I think, to note this, that we're talking about a referendum in Greece, and there is undoubtedly a huge problem of political legitimacy about the austerity measures. But it's hardly a uniquely Greek problem. Across the eurozone,
right,
we do see real anxieties about austerity measures in the peripheral countries and political anxiety about paying for bailouts in Germany and other core countries. So there is this widespread democratic issue that's a continuing source of political tension in this effort to stabilize the eurozone.
Andrew Walker, before we go, is there any option where the Greeks would vote down the bailout but actually continue with the deal on some sort of legal fig leaf? And is Italy next up in Berlusconi's problems the next sort of scene for all of this?
Well, I guess that question about Greece is really one for the Greek government to decide. Can we go ahead having had a no vote? And I frankly see politically it's extraordinarily difficult. And yes, of course, Italy is the big worry. Prime Minister Berlusconi is having enormous difficulty getting the Italian government's finances stable. And of course, the scale of Italy's debt is so enormous, it is the big worry. Mm.
Andrew Walker, economics correspondent for our partner at the BBC, and Elena Panaritis, member of Greece's ruling PASOK party. She's an institutional economist. Looking at the fallout from the announcement yesterday that Greece will have a referendum on the eurozone bailout, and world markets, including the futures on Wall Street, holding their breath. Thanks to both of you.